Yo, what is up? It's been a while. This is Be Motivated again. Man, it's been so long. And man, I tell you, a lot of changes, a lot of transitions going on, not just in my life, but you're talking across the world, right across the world. Man, I can't even remember the last time I was on here. It's been that long, and I'm telling you, I promise you, we will not wait that long again to come back and hopefully give you some words of wisdom, some encouragement, some just something different to listen to, right? Something different to listen to, man. So I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday and last year's Christmas and New Year's 2022. What a ride. What a ride, and it's almost over. But I mean, what can you say, right? Every year, don't we get to this point where Thanksgiving hit, then right after Thanksgiving, you know, it's Christmas and New Year's, and here it is, 2023, and then we start making up all these goals and stuff like that we want to do, right? But I think it's an awesome way of being and navigating through life, especially when you start meeting new people. Going through different experiences in life, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. I think it's important that we have those things to look forward to. Man, but you know what? Today, it's crazy because I feel like the year 2022, kind of 2021, 2022, I think the word that... One of the words that I can describe it would be empty. And in numerous ways, and we'll get to that. And having to navigate through life of trying to get through that feeling of being empty, right? So it's the process of getting through feeling empty. And you know, if I had to make a title, that would kind of be the title of this episode. And you know, we think empty is empty cup, empty plate, empty box with like nothing in it, right? But I want to go a little bit deeper. I kind of want to see and kind of hopefully I can get some feedback from the listeners on this. What if feeling empty is the fact that you feel and you think that you're full, but it's only the mind that is tricking you to think you're full because you don't want to deal with the real feeling of being empty, whether it be from your marriage, relationship, your job, spirituality, sexuality, financial, whatever the case may be. We tend to, you ever hear like when you wake up Monday morning, oh, here we go. Let's get the week going again. Let's get through this week. Right? Let's just get through it. Because there's something about Mondays, right? You may eat breakfast, you may work out, you may have a great job. But sometimes it's just something about it that you just feel, I'm empty. Something about your life, something about my life, something about friends, family, whatever. People feel empty. COVID, post-COVID, the war, financial instability, drama in your life, drama at work, drama at church, drama, whatever, adds to the emptiness. And it's all around us. All we do is we just navigate through it. Some of that emptiness comes from our ego. It does, because sometimes our ego prevents us from identifying with feeling empty, because like, we're not feeling this way today. Or it can't be me. I have X, Y, and Z. That can't be me. And sometimes the ego blocks us from fully being transparent with ourselves, because the ego just kind of wants to keep feeding us what has been fed to us, but not allowing us to seek the transparency of it, to understand, like, man, you don't have it as good as you think you do, because you still got this demon that you're dealing with. Once you deal with this demon, and once you deal with this issue, then the weight is going to be off and you're going to feel full. Alongside of that comes with the ego, comes insecurities. Right? So example, feeling empty, right? So COVID changed a lot for people. From being breadwinners to non-breadwinners, from being employed for 15, 20 years to not being employed, to the households changing the trajectory of their makeup. Okay, I'm going to touch on something. Just bear with me. Is that traditionally, okay, let's just put it this way. The traditional makeup of a household is over. It is over. You have, I mean, it's just over, and that's okay. But what, how does that impact you? For a man, it strikes our ego and our pride. You grow up from TV shows to even cartoons to your own personal home, whatever. The man is the provider. Goes to work, comes home, hot dinner made for him, put the kids to bed, have a little time with the wife, wake up, do it all over again. The man says goes, right? That's what we thought of leading the house, right? That's what we thought of the man's place in the house. I know it goes deeper, but just bear with me. When that changes, the ego gets hit. So now you may have the man who stays at home or doesn't have the highest paying job. And then you have the woman who goes to work, is a financial breadwinner, comes home and dinner is made for them, and so on and so on and so on. Right? So in that regards, the ego is struck. And not just that, insecurities start to arise. Why do you say? Because we think, and I'm not a woman, but I could be wrong. But we think that majority of women want the fairy tale wedding. They want the man to take care of them, right? This is probably how most people grew up, with this fairy tale, with this thought process. So innately in our minds, when it's not there, insecurities arise that maybe the woman doesn't look at me the way that she used to, or the way that she would hope to, the way that she would fantasize to, coming home or being a stay-at-home mom, or, you know, having a husband that can just get their nails done, get their hair done, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Again, pay attention to the message that I'm bringing. Like, we're talking about how it affects the ego, and I'm only speaking from the male perspective. again, the traditional household is out of it. It's done. And this is how it affects the people, the ego, the insecurities, the conscience, right? Because now your mind is going. Now your mind, depending on how you are and how you handle things, your mind is going. Your mind is literally talking about, well, what if there's somebody else out there? Or how can I change this? How can I become that man that I think, which is my insecurities and my ego, that is saying who she wants? Right? Think about this. Think about this. In a relationship or between two people, male or female, who is more prone to talk about we as a team versus who's more prone to talk about, well, I got to do this for the family, or I got to do this? The woman is more prone to talk about us, we, the pronouns that they use, right? Men at times are more prone to talk about me and I, because it's how most men was raised. It's, I believe. Why? Because we all want to be the backbone. Ultimately, what it comes down to is your ego cannot take the fact that your woman is making more money than you, that your woman is that breadwinner, that your woman is making these boss moves or whatever you want to call it, right? That your ego struggles with taking that, because I mean, your journeys are different, but you want to be that person that does that, because you want to be that person that how you feel about your spouse, and how you know, like, man, my spouse is out there grinding, she or he's out there doing this, you want to do that. Right? So you have to retrain your ego. You have to get through your insecurities. And the insecurities are a killer. They are a killer. Because I think it's easier said than done, because when you identify with somebody's insecurities, when you identify with your own insecurities, you know, you never know what that other person is thinking. And that does nothing but add to the stress. Because you're like, well, they're just saying this because they don't want to argue, or they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Insecurities are through the roof, because now you're understanding and you're realizing and you feel this situation may be temporary for this person. Because what if this person actually finds Mr. Right, or finds somebody that may be doing better in some aspect of their life than how I'm doing? So your conscience starts to go. Right? And then there's this refusal to want to understand the situation. What if you have a spouse that's fully understandable? Or just a partner that's fully understandable. Like, hey, don't worry about it. It's not your season. It's our season right now. Let's just grind this out. Do what we got to do. And then when it's your season, we're going to support that the same way. But there's a refusal to want to understand that right now, this is where God has you placed. Because there's something about this situation that God is saying, you are the one that can be in this place and handle it. But we are too caught up into our ego and our insecurities and things like that, that prevent us from wanting to understand, so that while we want to understand, we can get to a point where the understanding then is moved to action and change behavior. Right? Because when you're refusing, then that adds to your denial that the situation is actually going on. So then that attacks your ego again. And just makes it worse during that period, because in my opinion, when you get to this refusal and understanding, this denial part, the transition is starting to take place. it's starting to take place. Like, okay. Because you replay it. You replay it. You replay it. I'm not happy where I'm at. I got to find this job. I gotta make moves a little bit differently. I gotta do this. But then at the same time, you start to understand where your spouse is at, or where your friend is at, or where your partner is at. You start to understand that, because you're like, you know what? Man, I mean, I haven't missed a meal, clothes, kids are good, whatever the case, car got gas in it, washed, whatever the case may be, I'm living, and I'm living pretty good. Because as the transformation starts to happen, your roles in the house or your roles in your little society that you have with this person, this family, is starting to change and is starting to remold. I don't even care if I have one listener, but man, did y'all peep that? The transition that you were going through, the place that you have right now, with the small society that you have, with your family, with the group that you're currently with, that these emotions are taking place at, is starting to remold itself to eventually help you understand and alter behavior to prove the understanding, to lessen the feeling of being what? Empty. And when you do that, you tend to go back to what you know. For me, it's going back to my faith. It's going back to God and being like, you know what, man? I get it now. I'm understanding this now. I'm understanding this now. It's uncomfortable, but I'm understanding this now. Right? So then when you do that, now you're more open to the transparency of the situation and the transparency of yourself. Now you're more open for that. So then when that happens, now you're saying there's an understanding that I have there that's allowing me to want to change this behavior, to want to accept this, to want to be the biggest cheerleader, to want to fight the ego, the insecurities, and all this stuff. Because when you start to do that, what are you eating at? You're eating at your own pride and your ego. You're telling your pride and ego, you're not getting in my way. Pride and ego are deadly. I'm going to say this again. Pride and ego are deadly. They are deadly. Right? When you get through that, then your trust factor goes up. And then when your trust factor goes up, the transformation is still continuing. But guess which direction you're moving? You're moving forward now. You're moving forward now. You're getting out of that empty feeling. Because, and understand, it wasn't an empty cup. Wasn't an empty box. Wasn't none of that. The feeling of is that you have everything, but that empty feeling is the denial, refusal to understand, the ego, the insecurities, the not willing to accept transparency, the lack of understanding. And all in all, in the middle of it, in the middle, you call on that foundation to help you through that, right? Because you got to understand, the fight never stops. It never stops. It never stops. What you do is you're getting a better understanding of things. And your motivation is going up of understanding and being willing to support and all that stuff. Right? You call on your foundation because you understand deeply what has gotten you through the lowest of lows and has kept you humble through the highs of highs, right? So one thing I've noticed is that biblical here, but so important. When you pick up the cross, that doesn't mean stuff gets easier. That just means God's just putting more on you. Why? Simple. Because he has your back. And he knows with him, you can do anything. The issue there comes, we just have to believe it. We literally just have to believe it. Right? Man, think about that. When you pick up the cross, right? God doesn't make it lighter. He just puts more on you because he's like, okay, you know what? You got it. You got it. Because with me, I got your back. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Because then you start to realize that the people in your life will start to change. Because what God does is he allows you to, obviously, free choice, but also allows you, he wakes you up in certain ways so you can understand who's who. And who can understand who benefits, who's going to benefit you, and how are you going to compliment them. So we keep this positive circle, positive movement going. And anything that comes in between that, we find a way to, you got to go. You got to go. You got to go. Right? Think about it. God doesn't want you feeling empty. So that's why you ever notice that when you start to change people around you, you start feeling more full in some cases because the energy is different. Think about that. You start changing who's around you, right? How you live. Think about this. I used to tell my wife this. If you can't change the people around you, change the people around you. Not necessarily saying I can't be cool with you, I can't be cool with you, I can't talk to you, I can't talk to you. But how you live will change the people around you. Tyler Perry said it best in this analogy. Pretty much your altitude is not for everybody. Your altitude is not for everybody. How high you go, right? How high you go, you're going to have people fall off because they can't handle it. And sometimes they don't want to. Keep that in mind. How high you go, sometimes people can't handle that. They can't handle that. So they fall off. God's not going to slow you down. Anybody that's not meant to be with you on your journey is not going to be. That's why energy is so important. Because energy is contagious. It is so contagious. It is so contagious. You know, I started attending this church, New Birth Fellowship Center, and Pastor Henry McMullen and his wonderful wife Joy. Man, you know, I've been going to church very sporadically, right? And this is a guy who grew up in the church very sporadically, but for the first time in a while, I haven't felt empty since attending this church. I mean, he is on it from his energy. His energy and the energy that is in the building. Notice what I'm saying. The energy of the church that's in the building is contagious. The energy in the building of the church is contagious. And Pastor Henry McMullen is the perfect man that has spread that energy. Y'all know, I don't think y'all really hear me. I'm telling you, in order to get through feeling empty, have to change your energy. You have to change your energy. Pastor Henry said this in one of his sermons, said pretty much, if you want to go to another level, if you want to get through feeling empty, you got to create a new you. Old habits won't get it done. Listen to what I'm saying. When you're done feeling empty and you're ready to change it, you got to create a new you, which is what transparency. You got to become transparency with what was not working and not be in denial of change and be able to change that behavior. Old habits don't get it done. Right? Oof, man. Whew, I'm telling you. And you can see the company you keep determines the direction you're going. Energy is contagious. If you can't change the people around you, change the people around you. If you're tired of feeling empty, these are the things to do. These are the things to do that I've went through with you. Whew, powerful. 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 Whew. That felt good to talk about that with y'all. It did. It's been a while. It's been too long. I promise we will not go that long again. Not go that long again. So just remember, man, just remember the process of getting through feeling empty, right? Ego, insecurity, conscience, the guilty conscience, refusal to want to understand, denial, get back on your foundation, right? When you're doing that, guess what? That transformation is starting to happen. Accept transparency and be transparent. Get you that understanding, right? Eat that pride and that ego. You develop that trust. And you're going to move forward. And then you understand the fight never stops. Come on, y'all. Come on. I digress now. Hey, but listen. I want to thank y'all for taking, what's about 25, 27 minutes, 28 minutes of your day to listen to me. We'll be back. We'll be back. We taking this to a whole new level. We'll be back. Hey, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying and moving forward. I'll keep y'all updated if I get any speaking engagements, things like that. Y'all come on out and support. Another episode coming soon. It's Be Motivated. I'm out.